everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
So I know you've got a lot going on, but remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7.
Welcome to the Tudor Dixon Podcast. Well, we know right now the number one topic for most Americans is the border, and I should say the wide open border and immigration policies, especially after we've seen another tragic murder at the hands of an illegal immigrant that was kind of came into this country under the Biden administration. Last week, we saw President Trump, we saw President Biden both at the border talking about it. I think the most interesting part about this to me is that we're back here, because in 2016, this was the message, and I believe Build the Wall was really the message that made President Trump win. That was the message that people said, my gosh, if we don't have borders, what do we have as a country? If we're not safe, what do we have as a country? And yet, here we are back in this situation. And I was just listening, because I knew we were doing this podcast, and I'm just listening to all the coverage of Joe Biden and Donald Trump being at the border. And it's just bizarre to me how much the mainstream media wants to cover this up for him, because they're going, oh, you know, he had this border bill that would have passed had Trump not stopped it. Look, Trump was honest. He said, why would we have a bad bill when we can get him out of office? And I agree. I mean, why pass something that becomes law if it's crap? If you can get somebody into office that's going to protect your border. And so when I heard this story about a woman who's running for Congress in California in the 49th district, taking on a Democrat incumbent, Mike Levin, I was like, I like this lady. This is pretty impressive what she's doing. So Kate Monroe is actually a disabled U.S. Marine Corps veteran and the CEO of Vetcom. And what I saw was a woman who said, I mean, a lot like Donald Trump, forget this. We're not going to have an open border. I'm going to go down there and do something about it. So I want to welcome Kate onto the podcast. Thanks for being here with me today.
So excited to be here. It's been a really big week. And so the more coverage we can get on this, the better. So, you know, God bless you for this.
Well, I want to play something for the audience, because this was kind of a moment that I think made you go viral, but for all the right reasons. And it's, I've seen a lot of shenanigans with people who run for office, and this is not that. And I want people to know this is not that. It's, and I say that because oddly enough, when I was running for governor, people would say, do a video, but don't make it over the top because you're not running for Congress. And I was like, since when did Congress become a place where you like play these over the top videos? I want people to know that this is amazing that you went down there and did this. I'm going to play it and then we'll talk about it. So here it is.
What good is a wall if you can walk right around the corner of the wall? I'm standing in America right now. And now I'm standing in Mexico. I'm going to tell you what. If in Washington you don't want to come secure this border, I will do it myself. I will do it.
So if you're just listening to this, that is Kate down at the border in San Diego. And there's a place where the wall just ends. It just ends. And you can literally just pass back and forth. And I have been watching all of this with the razor wire and, you know, the court decision and all of that. And in my mind, every time I've seen it, I've thought, gosh, who would even want to get close to that stuff? And there you are down there and she is holding it in her hand and you actually secured the border yourself. So tell us about that a little bit.
You know, when you run for politics, a lot of people will say, well, I stand for this and I stand for that. And when I get there someday, if I get there, I'll do something about it. And I just thought, why is everyone waiting? Forget even running for an office. What are we waiting for? These people are not coming. Whoever we're waiting to save us is not the answer. We're a republic. The people are the answer. We're the solution. I wanted to inspire the everyday American voter to realize, hey, you can get a box of this on Amazon. It's really not that difficult. Now, there are some difficulties down at the border. I'm not going to lie. It's rough terrain to get down there. You may need a truck, but it's not impossible. So that was the first time I went out. And then I found a bunch of veterans that had gone to, again, view the wall. And I said, hey, guys, why don't you come with me? Let's close it. So we found two more spots where the wall just ends. And now we have secured all three of them. So I feel really good about it.
And you were just out there again yesterday. I mean, this is a passion of yours. You are in a tough district in California. I mean, Biden carried that district by 11 points. Your opponent won by 5 percentage points. But it's California. And I think for those of us outside of California, we're all like, I mean, can you possibly win in California? Is the tide turning there? Because we have also seen folks in LA that have said, I'm sick and tired of all the crime. I know, I don't know whether or not you're seeing an uptick in crime in San Diego, but what do you think the chances are of being able to beat out a Democrat in California these days?
I don't think that everyone on the ballot can beat him. I mean, we ran Brian Marriott against him 3 times. And if you put up a candidate that isn't dynamic, is not a good speaker, does not actually have solutions, you're going to find yourself at a loss. You know, they put him on the Veteran Affairs Committee, which was very smart. The left is smart with the way that they politic, right? They play the long game. And they put him on the Veteran Affairs Committee, even though he is not a veteran. And they did it so he could take credit in this heavy veteran district for anything that that committee does. But you're not going to stand toe to toe with me, Mike Levin. No offense to you. I'm a Marine Corps veteran. The largest Marine Corps base on planet Earth is in the district. The largest instance of veterans in the country is in this district. And I have a ton of support from the churches, from the Southern California American Legion. Area 5 Vice Commander even came out and endorsed me himself. I mean, I have congressmen that have endorsed me, Congressman Ronnie Jackson, Congressman Keith Self came out. So I don't think everybody can beat him, but I know that I can. He will not do well in a wordsmith battle with me. If he has to go toe-to-toe with me, I will absolutely annihilate him. And this is also the case, too, in California. This is 50-50 voter reg. It's 50-50 voter reg. The only reason the Democrats beat us is in California. They did a good sales job to tell you as a Republican, your vote doesn't matter. We narrowly miss. If I can go secure the border, you can go vote. If I can hold the razor wire, you can hold the ballot.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but you are one of the few and maybe the only state where you can actually ballot harvest, correct?
Correct. You absolutely can ballot harvest. Yep.
And so I would say for those of you that are in California, help out. I mean, this is the thing that we've been saying to Republicans, stop watching them do the work and go, how did they win? Go help out. But the thing that I find unique about you compared to Levin, I mean, the being on the Veteran Affairs Committee is ridiculous for someone who has not served and doesn't understand it. But not only did you serve, you were also an intelligence analyst. And right. This is not only a time where our border is not secure, and that puts us nationally in a national security challenge or disaster, I would say. I would go even farther and say that this is a disaster that we have at the border right now. But also, this puts you in a position where you can understand things at a different level on the world stage. As we look at Ukraine, as we look at the Middle East, as we look at Iran, and we see exactly what's going on in these other countries. And we see, I mean, I just see today that we've got Pramila Jayapal and what's her name, Ilhan Omar, who are congresswomen. This is the position that you would like, going to Cuba. I mean, as an intelligence analyst, what do you think about when you hear these things?
I think it's scary that we have elected officials who have enmity toward the United States. Mm. Like that, quite frankly, is scary. The fact that their focal points around the world are not necessarily on the three massive wars that we face is also crazy to me. I mean, I think, you know, I've been on a panel with my fellow Republican candidates. I've seen the way that Mike Levin votes, and nobody, including him, really understands the gravity of the situation we face in our country by having such low recruiting, by having completely feckless leadership that has put our national security risk at an all-time high. I mean, we're teetering at the brink of war with countries who could do us massive harm right now. And we pretend it doesn't matter. We pretend we don't have a closed border. The left wants Democrat supremacy at the cost of those in our nation. Everyone needs to wake up. The 2030 census will come out and you'll realize why they imported all these people here. You'll realize why they can't even pay attention to foreign policy. They're too busy trying to dominate the United States.
I think it's very scary that we see, I mean, we started to really wake up to this intelligence disaster when the balloon flies over the United States and Biden's like, oh, you know what? Pretty sure it was just a weather balloon from China that happened to travel the entire length of the United States and hover over our military bases. I mean, give me a break. How stupid can people be if they actually believe that? But I will say, and I've said this several times, when you listen to the leftist media, when you listen to CNN, when you listen to MSNBC, you're like, man, these people, they speak with authority. They are very clear when they make these statements. It seems very legitimate. It is ridiculous to think that this balloon was anything other than an intelligence mission and potentially more because it was so large. You know, we're talking about something that I think was the size of three buses. And so this could have held weapons. I mean, and it could have been a test to hold weapons. There are so many issues with this spy balloon that we have not discussed. And then we find out that China also is in cahoots with Cuba, and they have off the coast of Florida, they have a spy base where they're watching the United States. And then we have Ilhan Omar and Pramila Jayapal coming out and saying, we want this terrorist or this designation for Cuba to be taken off. And we want them to be welcomed back into our good graces in the United States. And they're like holding Joe Biden hostage. You have this similar situation in Michigan where you have Rashida Tlaib, who's like, look, Biden, we're not voting for you. My community is not voting for you. The people in my district are not voting for you. And we're going to convince other people not to vote for you if you don't give our biggest ally in the Middle East the middle finger and say goodbye to them. These people are in Congress. When you go to Congress, what do you do about these colleagues? That how do you counteract this? Is there anything that you foresee being able to do to counteract this kind of behavior?
I definitely do. I have always said that on the Republican side, we lack two main key things. We lack leadership and we lack salesmanship. We're not so as good as selling our ideas. We're not as good at packaging them. And just to give you an idea of why I know I'll be good at this, I am the top 1% closer in multiple industries. I have built multiple sales training platforms. I'm one of the best salespeople on planet Earth. I know how to sell ideas to the American public, and I know how to provide leadership. What happened with McCarthy? That was a lack of leadership in the party. You saw a very small caucus of people able to unseat him, essentially. Like they rule with an iron fist on the left. They even if they hate each other, they'll snug in tight to get things done. But on another note, they're not going to be voting for Biden. If Biden's on the menu, I will have lost so many bets with my friends. It's not going to be Biden. There's absolutely no way he's going to make it. They've already set a stage for him to not have the wherewithal to run for his presidency. I think it's going to be Newsom or Michelle Obama. And they will vote for one of the two of those bad actors. 100% they will.
Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll continue next on the Tudor Dixon podcast.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year. Equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values. Premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary, indulges your senses, and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit Leesa.com/iHeart. That's Leesa.com/iHeart.
President Trump called him Governor Newscom, which,
that's
of course,
fitting.
You know, he has to have some nickname for him. But yeah. I think that's actually very fitting. I don't think people recognize how dangerous this man is. He is very good at manipulating. He's very good at coming off as a lover of the people, and he wants to do what's right. He is a manipulator to the highest level. And to your point, he sells ideas. I mean, he could sell ice to people in Alaska, you know, like
he's a lot like the devil though, isn't he? He's very beguiling.
Yes.
You have to be very careful when somebody's that beguiling and they're so good at lying. He and his entire family, just insidious evil. People forget that he was staged to take this role over the course of decades. This family
right.
is basically like an oligarchy in our nation. And if you vote for people because they're handsome, like you did with Obama, and he was a good speaker too, look at what will happen to your nation. You have to stop just going, wow, these people are pretty, put them in office. No, you need to listen to what they're actually saying and then take a look at what they have done. What he
charming,
has done here in California is disgusting.
Charming people. I mean, Bill Clinton was very charming. Obama was charming. Newsom is incredibly charming. I mean,
incredibly
I think
charming.
That those are the people that you have to be aware of. And I would even go as far as saying that is the plan with some of these other folks. They're trying to do this with the women in their party now. I think that it's been kind of a trend with the men in their party. But if you look at Governor Whitmer in Michigan, they do these social media videos that are meant to make her adorable, you know, meant to make people go, oh, she'd be like my friend. I like her. I like Governor Barbie. I like the fact that she talks to Professor Potato, all these weird, bizarre things, not gubernatorial behavior,
no.
But young people are very easily manipulated. And one of the things that we rarely talk about is that social media and these commercials that come to them through their cell phones and their devices are what really frame their worldview. That's
correct.
That's where most young people are. They're not even talking to their friends. And yet that is a place where we are not. And you say you want to do things differently. And you talk about being someone that sells ideas. I agree with you. We do not have these people. And that was kind of the charm of Donald Trump is he's like, I'm a negotiator. This is what I've done my whole life. Like I'm going to get things done. And he got things done. So how do you take back some of those places that we haven't been? And I know people are like, oh, we can't be on TikTok, we can't be on Snapchat, we can't be in those places. But the absence of us means that there is a lot of influence there.
I'm on those places every day. I mean, if you take a look at my social media, my ex, my TikTok, I have thousands and thousands of views. I mean, I think for, you know, a day or two, I was probably the most viral person in the country.
Yeah.
You have to think. You have to think, what does
for
America
a good
want?
Thing.
And America said, I want a secure border. I went there and it showed you that the border could be secure and made content that people can consume. You have to get where, if people are looking like this at content, well, you have to get in their path. And I think I've done a really good job getting in the pathway of this younger generation to show them I'm your candidate. I'm going to go get stuff done and I'm going to provide you a way to interact with me that you want to be interacted with.
It's not just protecting the border. You work with veterans every single day. And that's something that, I mean, you talked about the low
recruitment.
The low recruitment. We had an article just last week that said recruitment is so low, they laid off like 27,000 people. Well, what is happening? We have low recruitment. We're getting rid of people. Why have such a weak military? What would you do about that?
Well, military recruitment faced a lot of issues. There was a generation of people, and there still is, that there was a high number of assaults. Well, when that generation of people started talking to their kids and said, you're not safe in the military, that was one big reason that there was less recruitment. Then if you look at the numbers on the GI Bill, people don't use it. 60% of it goes to waste. And then most of the other 40% that uses it doesn't finish. So they're not really getting anything out of it. And then simultaneously,
is
we
that
made
new?
College. What?
Is that new? I mean, did people used to use the GI Bill?
No, they always thought they would. But other generations told their kids now, hey, it's worthless. I didn't use it. You're not going to use it. Huh. And then we made college free. So all the kids who would have gone into the military for college, they're like, if college is free, I'm not going to go do this hard thing to earn something I can get for free. Hmm. We also, during COVID, kicked a ton of people out, thousands and thousands of people that wouldn't get the COVID vaccine. And now they're trying to beg them back in. I mean, we just do idiotic things with our military. So I actually crafted the framework of the Veteran Entrepreneur Act. It would let you use your GI Bill funds to start a business. I like about myself that I'm a business owner. I think this next generation sees themselves as more entrepreneurial, and I wanted to provide that to them. But I think a couple things have to happen. We have to show and prove that we're willing to have a safer military for people that get assaulted. 70% of people that go in the military get assaulted in some way. That number is ridiculous. And I know this because my company helps people.
People in the military?
Yeah. I was assaulted as a virgin when I went into the Marine Corps. So it's very ugly. It's a horrible thing that people have to go through. It changes the trajectory of your life. And I have provided Congress, I provided the Senate through many different people, a way for them to stop letting people in the military that would assault other people. They have to fix the GI Bill. They have to fix, like, the barracks are rotting. The Marine Corps barracks are full of black mold and cockroaches. It's disgusting. I mean, it's just, there's so much that needs to be fixed. But the real problem is a lack of patriotism.
Where is leadership if this many people are assaulting people in the military? I mean, we think of the military as this upstanding organization where leadership is key. I mean, the rule of the military saves your life. How can there be people and they're assaulting other people?
Well, because I think we don't do a good job of vetting people. And when you let people into a mob-like thing like the military, where it's a group of people, it can be a little bit like what would happen in prison. And if you come from an oppressed childhood and maybe an oppressed demographic, you may get in and suddenly have power and start to oppress other people. It's just how psychology works. And that's why we need to do a better job vetting people that get in. We already have the software. We already have the tests. And I actually said this to a senator, and I'm not even going to say his name, but he and I were having a drink. And I said to him, we need to do a better job stopping this. And he said, don't you think that would hurt recruiting?
Oh my God.
And I just thought, as an assault victim, that just sounded so disgusting to me.
So disgusting.
But that's who we put in office. That's who's there. It's time to clean the slate of what's there and get in new, fresh blood, fresh people who are not going to try to sit there forever.
Yeah, absolutely. Tell us a little bit about VetCom.
So VetCom was born out of an interesting path. I got out of the military sort of suddenly. I wasn't really safe where I was. I had already been assaulted. I got hit in the face with a softball for the Marine team, smashed my nose, my eye socket, lacerated my face. I crushed my elbow, my right ankle. I had had a pretty adverse time being in the Marine Corps. And because I got out so quick, I didn't get anything on my way out. I got nothing. I got no disability compensation. And then about 11 years later, 10 years and a month, actually, I tried to use the GI Bill and it expired 1 month previously. So I served, all that happened to me. I got no compensation and my GI Bill is now unusable. Mm-hmm. So my husband Googled and he said, hey, there's a program where if you get rated for disability compensation, you can go to school. I said, okay. So I went and got rated. I waited a year. It took forever. My rating came back. I successfully went to school and I thought, okay, that's where I'm going to let it lie. Well, right around the time that COVID started, I opened a car dealership, a really nice car dealership up in Oceanside. And I knew that I wanted to serve veterans and active duty military. I knew that I could do, you know, right by them. And so I put on the wall, veteran owned and operated, on like a 100-foot banner. Well, wouldn't you know it, it was like a bat signal. All the veterans, all the active duty came. And I was trying to put together car deals for veterans and they were short funds. So I would say, do you have disability compensation? And everybody said no. So about 200 people later, after I helped them through this process while owning a car dealership, not while owning VetCom, I just said, is anybody rated? Like, why are people not getting these funds? And it turns out they either don't know that they can, they tried and they failed, or they just don't feel deserving. I didn't feel deserving. Even though all that stuff mm-hmm. happened to me, I didn't even feel like I deserved the funds. I'm not whatever this hero thing is. And so I said, is there a way to solve this problem? Because 10 million people who served collect nothing. So all this money that we send mm-hmm. to all these other countries, all the money we use to not secure the border, right? We send it all around and veterans aren't collecting it. So I put together VetCom and in the last 365 days from right now, we've done 924 million in lifetime funds for veterans and their families. We make all their claims. We prepare them for this adversarial process. We're in the trench with them. And it's been really fulfilling. We went from 5 employees to 55 in 1 year.
Wow.
Publicly traded company. The thing I'm most proud of I've ever done in my life is to help these veterans, especially the later age veterans, you know, in their 80s and 90s. You know, they love us. Because I hugged a little guy the other day. He's 92 years old in my office. And he said I was the first person to hug him in 3 years.
Oh. That's
devastating.
It actually
makes me emotional. It's like so early here. I'm tired. It makes me, it like crushed my spirit. I'm thinking, this is somebody's grandpa and I'm the first person that hugged him. So it's just, it makes me feel good mm-hmm. about the extra thing that we provide to veterans.
Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll continue next on the Tudor Dixon podcast.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep expert. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
An official message from Medicare.
A new law is helping me save more money on prescription drug costs. Maybe you can save too. With Medicare's Extra Help program, my premium is zero and my out-of-pocket costs are low. Who should apply? Single people making less than $23,000 a year or married couples who make less than $31,000 a year. Even if you don't think you qualify, it pays to find out. Go to ssa.gov/extra-help.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
These two issues kind of go hand in hand. The open border, we've seen Abbott busing these migrants into sanctuary cities. What they've, you know, they said they wanted them,
and
now they now they don't want them. Now they're like, oh my gosh, this was actually not what we were expecting. Yeah. But we already had a homeless veteran problem. Now it's so we've a lot of on this podcast, we've talked a lot about the fact that there are moms and dads in these communities that are going, well, wait a minute, we needed government assistance. We needed these buildings. We needed these community centers for our kids. And now they're going to migrant children. They're going to migrants. They're coming into our schools unvaccinated. But how is this affecting the money that would have gone to veterans, the help that would have gone to veterans?
Well, I actually wrote an op-ed about this. Homelessness is one of the big areas of expertise that I have. And what happens is the VA allocates funds that are called VA HUD-VASH funds. And this is meant to help get veterans off the street, get them into transitionary housing, and get them on their way. Well, the VA, people think the VA administers this money. They don't. They give it to other organizations by way of a grant. And then from the federal level down, they tell these other organizations to spend it on migrants. So it used to be that veteran homelessness was going down 12%, but this last year it went up 7%. That's a 19%
wow.
delta. So it actually went up 19%, not 7%, 19%. And that is just unconscionable to me that we even have homeless veterans. There's enough homeless veterans in the United States to fill like Petco Park, to fill a baseball stadium. Just in San Diego, we have thousands of them on the street. I mean, I actually had a different viral moment for homelessness here in San Diego, all over Fox, because we pretended we didn't even have a homeless problem. Meanwhile, 2,000 people were in a 4x4 block radius living in like third world country, you know, standard. It was just appalling to me. So I try to find areas where we get away with stuff and go and put a spotlight on it so people have to take action. If I have to gaslight you into doing the right thing, trust that I will. I will absolutely put your name all over the TV and you will have to go do the right thing.
So before we let you go for the day, tell me your main issues. Obviously, we've talked about some of them, but you have some work that you're doing on climate and all kinds of different things. And, you know, those of us listening from outside of the state of California are like, well, what is it like? What are your plans? Everybody comes to Congress with a different perspective. So give us a quick overview of what you want to achieve, what your biggest issues are.
Well, I mean, I think the main focal point of what I would like to focus on is veteran affairs, because veterans touch every family. Everybody either is one or knows one that's very close to them. And the ripple effect of all the funds that go to Veterans Affairs, all the healthcare system that touches all the families all the way down from all the retirees and everything else needs a massive overhaul. I would like to work on that. I would also like to provide direction on homeless, drugs, and lawlessness. The homeless issue, people love to think it's isolated here in California, and certainly it is. I've been in San Diego, Oceanside, LA. I even flew to the Tenderloin to go and see if they have the exact same problem we do, and they do. It's just, it's a lack of will, if you will, to prosecute people for being on drugs. 85% of people I talk to are either actively doing drugs or dealing drugs while I'm talking to them.
Wow.
Every 4 feet in a city, you can get drugs if you're not already standing on the top of a drug needle. It's absolutely disgusting. So solving that problem could happen with a base camp if we turn law enforcement on at the same time, because then you could provide people choices. You could say, you are doing drugs and selling drugs, so you're going to jail, or you're going to base camp where you have a long enough runway to get clean, where we can bucketize you and figure out why you're homeless. That way there is no being homeless on the street. You want to camp? Well, you're going to do it at infrastructured camping at base camp in all these cities. I would also like to work on all the money that goes out. I wrote legislation, crafted it, called performance-based funding. Every time I ask a crowd, have you ever paid a contractor to work on your house? Of course, everybody says, yes, I have. I said, you just pay and pray. Do you give them all the money up front, hoping that they finish it? And everyone laughs because they know absolutely not. I wouldn't do that. But that is exactly what we do with every nickel. You wonder how we have a homeless industrial complex, which just means all these horrible people that feed off of capitalizing on homelessness. If in San Diego there was performance-based funding, there'd be about five people doing the work. Because everyone else is just collecting funds and doing nothing. So I have an endless amount of solutions because Kate's brand is I don't talk about problems I don't have solutions for. But I will go there and I will provide them the leadership they need to make good and right decisions.
Wonderful. All right. Well, give us your campaign website so people can visit it.
KateForCongress.com, F-O-R, not the number four. I was lucky enough to get KateForCongress.com. And I can, this is the last stretch, you know, the fifth is our primary here in California. Any help that you want to lend this lady all the way across the country, I could certainly use it.
Wonderful. Well, we'll make sure people go there. Everybody, you heard her. She needs help. Get out there. Help her. What you can do, anything, you know, financial donations, those are always incredibly helpful. But Kate Monroe, thank you so much. We wish you well in your congressional run.
Thank you so much.
And thank you all for joining us on the Tudor Dixon Podcast. For this episode and others, go to TudorDixonPodcast.com. You can subscribe right there or head over to the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. And join us next time on the Tudor Dixon Podcast. Have a blessed day.
So I know you've got a lot going on, but remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit Lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.